This is a Bikias recording for Megillah Daf Beis. So we're going to start with the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masech. The Megillah Nikreis, Biyud Aleph, Biyud Beis, Biyud Gimel, Biyud Daleth, B'Tesvav. So we're obviously talking about the month of Adar, and the Megillah can be read on a given circumstance, either on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, or the 14th, or the 15th of the month of Adar. Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser, cannot be read any earlier than that, and it cannot be read any later than that. Those are the final dates on either side. So example number one is if it's a walled city that goes all the way back to being walled in the days of Yehoshua, so that would be on the 15th day. Kfarim vayaros gedolos korin biyadalit. And then regular cities that are not walled cities from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, they read on the 14th. Elisha Kfarim makdimim liyom haknisa. But these medium-sized cities, Kfarim, they actually will read early on the Yom HaKnisa. What is the Yom HaKnisa? That's talking about the Monday or the Thursday when they used to get together people from all of these smaller hick town areas that didn't even have a minyan necessarily. These farmers who lived out by themselves, they would come to town on Mondays and Thursdays, and that was really their opportunity to read the Megillah. So that now the Mishnah will lay out how this actually works. Ketzad, how does this work? Chalios Yadalad B'Sheni. Let's say Purim, which is the 14th day of Adar, turns out to be on a Monday. Kfarim Bayaros Gidos, Kfarim Bo Bayom, Mokabas Chomas Lamachar. So then everybody reads normally. The regular sized cities read on Purim, the 14th, and the walled cities read on the 15th, which we like to call Shushan Purim. That's pretty standard in terms of how things would work out. Now, let's say Chalios B'Shlishi El B'Revi. Let's say Purim comes out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so then Kvarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa. Then the regular places, not the walled cities from Yehoshua ben Nun, they would go early and they'd go back to the Monday. So if the 14th was on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, they would read the Megillah on Monday. Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom, and the big cities would read on the regular Purim. Umukapas Choma Lamachar, and then the walled cities would read the next day, meaning they would read on Shushan Purim. Chalios b'chamishi, let's say Purim comes out on Thursday, Kfarim vayaros gedolos, Karim bo bayom. So then everybody reads on Thursday, which is regular Purim. Umukapos choma lemachar, and then the walled cities read on Friday, which is Shushan Purim. Chalios erev Shabbos, let's say it's coming out on Friday, Purim is Friday, Kfarim makdim liyom haknisa. So we said that the small cities, which were near the hick towns, they would read the day before, which was Thursday. So they'd end up reading on the 13th of the month. And then everybody else would read on Erev Shabbos, meaning we wouldn't push off Shushan Purim so that they wouldn't, meaning Shushan Purim would be on Friday, which was the regular day of Purim as well. We wouldn't push it off till Shabbos or Sunday, as we, you know, when Shabbos would be the actual 15th, which is the day of Shushan Purim, and we wouldn't push it off to Sunday. Rather, they would read the Megillah on Friday. And tomorrow we'll discuss why this is. Okay. Chalios b'Shabbos, let's say Purim comes out on Shabbos. So Kfarim b'Ayaros Gidolos Makdim L'Korin Liyom HaKnisa. So then the Kfarim and Ayaros Gidolos would go read on Thursday, the previous Thursday. So they would read, if Purim the 14th was Shabbos, they would read it on the 12th, which was Thursday. And then the walled cities would read it on regular Shushan Purim, which would end up being on Sunday. Chalios Echad b'Shabbos, it turns out to be a Sunday. Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. So the Kfarim, as we said, they were near the hick towns. They would go and they would read it on, they'd push it back from Sunday to Thursday, which means they would read on the 11th. That's the earliest you could ever read it in the month. Vayaros Gedolos Karim Bo Bayom, and the regular places that are not near the hick towns would read it on regular Purim, which is Sunday. Umukapas Chomel Amachar, and then Shushan Purim would be on Monday. Okay, that sounds more complicated than it is. Basically, the klal of the Mishnah is these kfarim that were near these hick towns that didn't have minyanim and they would only come twice a week on Monday and Thursday, they would always push Purim earlier to the previous Monday or the previous Thursday, whichever one comes first. That's basically the rule, with a couple of extra details about when to do Shushan Purim. For example, if regular Purim comes out on Friday, Shushan Purim reads the Megillah on Friday. That's about it. That's the klal that we're working with over here. And obviously regular places, of which are Ayaros Gedolos, they would always read it on regular Purim, whichever the 14th is, unless Purim comes out on Shabbos, right? So then the then they would push it back to, 1 second. Sorry about that. Unless Purim comes out on Shabbos, nobody reads the Megillah on Shabbos. So Shushan Purim is still Sunday, and then the Ayaras Gedolos and the Kfarim would push it back to Thursday. Okay. That's a basic summary of the Mishnah. Now, Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph Menalan. How do we know Megillah can be read on the 11th day? Strike the Gemara. What? Menalan? Kidwayna Lamemar Lakaman. What are you talking about? We're going to give the same reason for everything. Chacham Vikilu Alakfarim Lios Makdiva Liamaknisa. Chacham took it easy on the towns to allow them to read it earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, the day that everybody would come from the farms to what we'll call it market day going forward, I guess. They read it on market day because that was easier for the farmers. They shouldn't have to come in twice in 1 week, so they took it easy on them and allowed it. Kadesh Yispiku Mayim Amazon Lacheim Shebekrachim, so that they would be able to then provide these services and supplies to the bigger cities, meaning they wanted to make sure that everybody came in on the right day, not to mess with the market system, and that way everybody would have their supplies on time, and they wouldn't have to worry about messing with the chain of vegetables and weed and whatever else they were bringing in. So that was the reason for everything. So why are you asking how we know Dafka on the 11th? So the Gemara clarifies. Anan Hafi Kamina. This is what we meant to say. Nifti, let's see. Kulu in Anshei Knesset Gedola Tikninu. All of these days were established by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. The Anshei Knesset Gedola talking about the beginning of Bayis Sheni, the major meeting of all the great rabbis of the time, led by Ezra Sofer, and they got together and they formalized all these important takanas. They decided which books were going to be in Tanakh, and they decided they wrote the Tbilos, and they wrote the benching, and they wrote the text for all these different things. So part of what they did is they established which days you're allowed to read the Megillah. So they established it for all these days that you're allowed to read the Megillah. Because if you're going to say that, wait, they only really established that regular Purim, you can read the Megillah on regular Purim, which is the 14th, or you can read the Megillah on Shushan Purim if you're a walled city on the 15th, and really the other days are just not part of the Takana. So he says, what? So he says, Asi Rabbanan v'ikrei takanta tatakino anshek nesakdola. What, the other rabbis, the later rabbis of the Mishnah are going to come along and uproot a Takana that the anshek nesakdola made? That's not the case. Well, it's not, because didn't we learn in a Mishnah, in Bezin yachol batel divrei Bezin chaver elim kein galumi men v'chachmul v'minyan. A later Bezdin is not allowed to nullify the Takana of an earlier Bezdin unless they are greater than the earlier Beis Din in wisdom and in number. Right, we're not going to get into what that means now, but basically we don't uproot takanas from earlier Bati Din, especially the Anshei Knesset Gedola, who were the heaviest hitters of their time and some of the heaviest hitters of all time. So we're not going to just, so the later Tanaim, we're not going to undo a takana of the Anshei Knesset Gedola by adding in more days. So, Ela Pshita Dekulu Anshei Knesset Gedola Tekino. So obviously, the Anshei Knesset Gedola established that you can possibly read it on any of these days. So Hecha Remiza, where is this hinted to in any text that we should know it? Meaning, most likely going to be in the text of the Megillah. So Amar Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kras, or he quotes in the pasuk in the second to third to last parak in Esther, L'kayim es yimei second to last, L'kayim es yimei Purim ha'ele bizmanehem. Now we want to establish these days of Purim in their times. Zmanim harbe tiknu lahem. So he says their times, meaning implying there were many times for Purim. Purim was not just on one set day, it was on multiple days. Hi, mi boile lagufe. No, we can't use it to darshan that you could read the Megillah on other days. We need it for its own self. Why? Because we need it to teach that they actually established Purim as a holiday for all times. Zimke, no, le makra zman. You don't have to say zman ehem. You say zman. Time is made purim ayilu zman. Right? This should be for all time. My zman ehem. Why should it say zman ehem? Times. Zmanim tuva. Implying lots of times. There are a multitude of times, even on a given year, where you could possibly read the Megillah. So ask the Gemara, v'akati meboi le zman ashozel lo kizman ashozel. No, you still need to write times to show you that this time is not like that time, meaning the time for regular Purim is not the same as the time for Shushan Purim. Answers the Gemara, M. Cain, Le Makra Zmanum. Could have gotten away with the word Zmanum, which is shorter. My Zmanehem, which is like a double pluralizing. Shamas Mina, Kulu, it teaches us all of them. And he teaches us this Shushan Purim, this regular Purim. And there's all these other random days that if we need to move Purim to Megillah to that day, we can do it. Now the Gemara asks, Eimla Zmanim Tuva, maybe it's talking about a lot of days, meaning maybe there are more days that you could celebrate reading the Megillah on and you don't just have to be limited to the days listed off in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, nah, zmanehem dumya dizmanam, meaning the additional zmanehem is the same as the previous zman. Ma'azmanam trei, meaning the original zmanam was 2 days, Purim and Shusha Purim. Azmanehem trei, so the zmanehem is an additional two. So I've aim a trei sever tleisar. So that would only equal, you can read it on the 12th and the 13th. Kedam Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak nah. So the answer is that, like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, yud gimel zman kihila lakol hi. No, Yud Gimel, the 13th day of Adar, everybody fought. The regular people fought on the 13th day of Adar, and the Shushan Purim people fought on the 13th day of Adar, and therefore, that is clearly a holiday unto itself. It doesn't need a pasuk to teach it to you, right? So, therefore, the 12th and the 11th are the recipients of the pasuk, the additional 2 days of Zmanehem. The Ema Shitzar v'Shimsar, so maybe we go forward in the month, and really you can lay it on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. So no, because the pasuk says below Yavor, it's not, literally means to not violate it, but here we need to not go past the date. Lo Yavor Shimsar. Now the Gemara has a second approach. So we had the first one of all the different days, and now Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Kro, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, Kayomim Asher Nachu Bahem Hayehudim. Right, so he says, like the days that the Jews rested on. So yamim kayamim, the days are like the other days. Meaning, so it's not bizmanehem, rather it's kayamim lerabos yud aleph v'yud beis. So that includes the 11th and the 12th that you can read the Megillah on those days as well. It's not like Mari asked the same question I did before. Ema treisar v'tleisar. Why don't you say it's including the 12th and the 13th? Why are we taking the 13th for granted? I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Yud gimel zman kihilas. Hila lakolhi, because we know that that was the day that everybody fought together, and therefore that's of course part of the celebration. You don't need a pasuk to teach you that. We don't need a pasuk to include that day. Why not the 16th and the 17th? Below yavor, same reason, because it says in the pasuk below yavor. Roshul bar Nachmani, my time alamer mi bizmanehem. So why does he bother with this other pasuk and not from bizmanehem like we've been going all along? No, zman, zmanam, zmanehem lo mashmalei, because he doesn't think that that's actually extra. You could have written zman singular, zmanam plural, or a different kind of plural zmanehem. That's all the same meaning. It's not meant to be darshan. Roshul bar Abba, my time alamer mi kayamim. So okay, so then Roshul bar Abba, who does darshan zmanehem, why doesn't he darshan kayamim? Amar lacha hahu ledoros hu dichsiv. No, that's the teach. Just like in those days they did it, so too we do it for all time. That was the purpose of kayamim, not to teach us that you can read the Megillah on the 11th and on. Fine. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zu Divri, Rabbi Akiva Stimta. This is a Stam Mishnah written like in favor of the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. The Darish Zman Zmanem Zmanehem. He darshens those words. Avol chachamim omrim ein koronosa ela bizmana. The chachamim hold, nope, you can only read the Megillah on regular Purim or Shushan Purim. So this is a machlok. So basically what he's saying is, we don't even paskin like our Mishnah. We paskin, you can only read the Megillah on the 14th. So meisvei, I'm Rabbi Huda. So I have a kasha from a Tanaic source in the Brisa. So Rabbi Huda comes along and says, Emasai, when do we say that this is true? Bizman Shah Shanam Kitikna Bisral Shruyan Al Admasam. We only do this when the years are being established based on the Sanhedrin and the Jewish people, are living in Eretz Yisrael. Avol Bizman Hazeh, but nowadays whole Mistaklin Ba in Koronosa El Bizman. But nowadays that we don't have this, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and everybody's looking to follow our lead, so we only read the Megillah on Purim and Shushan Purim itself. We don't read it on any other days. So Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman, who's Rabbi Yehuda following? Ilema Aliba De Rabbi Akiva. So if he says following Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Isla Hai Takanta, says, what are you talking about? Even nowadays, part of the Takana was, you can read it on all these other days. So Rabbi Kiva holds that even Bizman Hazeh, you can read it on all those other days. So why does he hold you can't do it anymore? El Alav Aliba De Rabbanan. He must be going according to the Rabbanan. Ubizman Shashan Kitiknam Yisrael Shurin Alad Masan, Via Karinan. So he says we still read it on those other days. It just happens to be for a technicality that we're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. And we need to set an example for everybody to remember. When Purim is, we don't read it on the other days. But technically, the Chacham would agree that you do darshan from the Megillah that we read it on all these other days. So, Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. This is a disproof of Rabbi Yochanan that the Chachamim disagree with this Mishnah. Oh, Igadami, others say the following. Amar Abba Baruch Hanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudev Rabbi Kiva, Stimta, Abba Chachamim, Amar Bizman, Azeh, Ol Mistaklin, Ba, In Koronosa, El Bizmano. So he says, no, the Mishnah is the Stam Shita of Rabbi Akiva. But nowadays, we paskin like the Chachamim, that since we're not in Eretz Yisrael with the Sanhedrin, in Koveya, the years, and then the Zmanim, so we don't read it on any of the extra days. Rabbi Kiva holds we still do, and the Chacham holds we don't do it anymore, but they both agree to the basic premise that we darshan from the Megillah, that you can read it on other days. And Tanya Nami Hachi, instead of the Braisa being a disproof, it actually proves the Shita of the Chacham. Tanya Nami Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Imas Ma'azman Shanim Kitikna Mishra'al Shurin Alad Masan, Abizman Azeho, Mistaklin, Ba'in Koronosa, Elabizmana. Fine. And that is where we're going to leave off for this Amid, and we will continue this Rav Hashem next time with the Amid base.